Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, Nick McNamara. We're chatting today with Ann Smith and Mike Wilson here from Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency. And during the break, I understand we had a caller with a question here about service at the corner of Allen and Casement, and what time to arrive there if that's their stop here. So, Mike, do you have that?
Sure. Well, that will be on the green route. And currently, on that green fixed route, that stop, the Casement and Allen stop, is 21 and 49 after the hour, starting at 7, so it'd be 7:21, then 7:49. That goes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The main thing I want to stress here is when you have questions about times or the different ways to ride out a bus and possibly, you know, what things you might qualify for, please give us a call. And if anything, just remember to ask for the mobility manager. I'm going to be very active in responding and getting those questions answered. In most cases, I like to do that in person as well. And I'll even get you a free ride.
Let's give them that phone number here real quick.
It's 785-537-6345.
Okay. And we'll repeat that another time here a couple times before we end the program. Want to talk about some of the changes to fixed routes. We had a caller also on the date. That starts July 29th.
29th. Right? And just to reiterate, the rides are free for the first 2 weeks for all of our fixed route and demand response trips in Manhattan through the 10th of August. So give it a try. Try it out. Call Mike if you're not sure and you've never used it before. We'll be happy to help you any way we can.
Very good. What a good service to have there. And then, of course, another big thing for you is there's a project grant for bus shelters.
Correct. We've been working on this project for a while. We sponsored a design studio at K-State through Architecture Planning and Design, and they have designed a very functional but attractive bus stop shelter. And then we're partnering also with Manhattan Area Technical College, who are going to fabricate a kit of parts for us. And we just found out recently that we were awarded a grant from KDOT. So we'll be working with the City of Manhattan to do some improvements, access improvements along Fremont, and specifically at the intersection of Fremont and North Manhattan. We're going to have a bus shelter there. So I think that's really, it's really exciting that we've had so many different groups involved in this project to bring it to fruition. It'll be a while yet. I mean, we just literally were awarded the grant just 10 days ago. So it's not going to happen overnight. But it's really a case of partners coming together to improve access to transit, and we're really excited about that.
Well, having shelters is a good thing. I don't know how many you have here right now.
Right now we don't have any.
Okay.
So we've been awarded for 3 total right now, and then it'll be just an ongoing project. We look at each stop and we do some analysis and create basically a checklist, you know, what stops need to have improvements, what type of improvement. There's not going to be a bus shelter at every stop. That's not realistic. But, you know, maybe a bench. There's accesses to service that are an issue, so we're going to be doing some sidewalk improvements as well. So it's going to take time, and we appreciate, and we know it's hot out, and we know it gets cold. But it just takes time. So we are moving as fast as I think we possibly can.
I'm curious, with all the road construction going on in the city of Manhattan especially, what kind of hindrance does that put on the Attabus here for you guys?
We work with the city, but it absolutely has an impact. The North Manhattan construction along Kimball, near Kimball, has really been a challenge for us this year. We try to know in advance when those street closings are going to happen, and we very often will have to just do a deviation through the length of the construction. And reality is that sometimes those deviations will cause the bus to run behind a little bit, but it's that or close the stop altogether. So we kind of pick the lesser of the two evils in that regard.
Well, that route in particular, the North Manhattan Avenue, that's probably a key north-south route
it
here
is.
In the city here.
It is, and it's been a real challenge. It really has.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as, I've talked a little bit here, I think, during the break about the app or what apps to use here as far as mapping where the buses are.
Sure. So one of the main things that usually I like to recommend at outreach events is a lot of people have smartphones now, and more are getting that every day. And people are very familiar with either Google Maps or Apple Maps. And my recommendation is there's a little button there that looks like a bus, and that essentially changes it from driving to transit. There's also the walk that some people are familiar with as well. But if you hit the transit button, enter in your destination, and your phone already knows where you're starting from, your phone will tell you exactly where the nearest stop is, how far you have to walk to that stop, when the next bus will be there, and then when you will arrive to your destination, or which stop is closest to your destination, mm-hmm. and how much walking would be on the other side. So that's the Google Maps and Apple Maps as well. But also I'd recommend, on what Ann was talking about, if you follow us at a bus on Facebook, a lot of those changes of routes and things like that are updated as quickly as possible on there, and with severe weather as well.
Okay. We have a caller here real quick, so I'm going to have you stick the headphones on here. We'll take the caller here real quick. Got about 30 seconds. Go ahead and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I'm at work, so I just touched my phone. What kind of funding is there additional funding that you do get from the city, the county, or something like that? And I'll listen off here.
Sure. Thank you so much for calling in. We have multiple funding sources. We have federal and state transit grants. We do receive some funding from the City of Manhattan, Riley County, Gary County, USD 475. We do work a little bit with 383. We also have a number of business partners throughout the community that support the fixed routes as well. So it really is, our vision is for it to be a public-private partnership. United Way has been funding Attabus for several years now as well.
All right. Let's give that phone number out one more time for people who want to call.
Right. It's 785-537-6345.
Okay. Ann Smith, Executive Director, Mike Wilson, Mobility Manager here with the Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And if you missed any of this episode, you can check it out on our website, newsradiokman.com. Scroll on down to the on-demand section.